Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back. Good show lined up for you, but we're going to shift gears. How about that? Yeah, you can expect that. So what we're going to do today is not something really super close and tight to the financial world that we're always talking about, but it does have a lot to do with the other parts of your world and how you think about what you want to accomplish. And of course, finances are part of that. And it's not all about money, although, you know, money's part of it. So we've got a returning guest, and you know they're good when they come back. Joel Fontinos is our returning guest. He is author, vice president, and publisher, and has done a lot of great work. Really like what how he talks and what he does. Website, Joel Fontinos, F-O-T-I-N-O-S, joelfontinos.com, and the book. You'll want to get a copy of it. It's excellent. I really like what Joel's done. My Life Contract, 90-day program for prioritizing goals, staying on track, keeping focus, and getting results, which, of course, Joel, is what all of us want. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here, David. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you just say it like it is. I mean, those are the things that everybody wants to do, and I know that you have been accused of making this too simple. You know, heaven forbid something be simple and straightforward and not require us to come up with our own version of cold fusion or way to solve the energy crisis of the world to figure out what's going on in our lives. So I love how you make this stuff very straightforward and simple, and you really provide a clear path for people. It doesn't have to be a, you know, something that is ultra long term. Breaking it down into a shorter process. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, well, you know, I always say, let me have done the hard lifting for you. I was somebody that tried every complicated formula, every complicated system, the 16 steps, the 33 steps. Mm. And truthfully, none of those things worked because they were too complicated.
And yeah, what step am I on today?
So exactly. It gets confusing and don't see results very quickly. And what I discovered is certain simple things yield really fast and powerful results. And once I got over the fact that they were simple, then I just let them be, and boy, did everything start changing from that point forward.
Yeah, and you know, we need, there's something, and I know you can put the proper label on this better than I can, Joel, but there's a certain momentum or positive reinforcement that goes on, which is why it's so critical to have things be more straightforward and simple to be able to work toward your goals and what you want to accomplish. So let me dig in real quick so that we don't have anybody saying, what are you guys really talking about? You know, one of the big things I know you're about is making sure, and the work you've done is really making sure that the goals are clear. Why is that so important?
Well, this is one of those very simple concepts, and people will sometimes think it's too simple, but if you don't know what your goal is, you probably won't get it. You'll get something else. Mm. And back in the day when I was really heavily into credit card debt, I had almost $60,000 worth of personal credit card debt. Mm. My goal back then was very generic. I just wanted more money.
Right.
Or I wanted to be out of debt. And it wasn't until I was able to get very specific, exactly how much money did I want, why did I want the money, that things started moving. And I've now, having worked with, I don't know, thousands of people over the years, I have seen that same thing, that when people just have very vague goals, they tend to get very vague results. And, you know, who wants that? We want what we want.
Yeah, I'm going to, what part of the country are you in, Joel?
Right now, I'm in New York City.
All right, so I'm going to head on up to New York. I'm not going to specify what part of New York. There's a good chance I'm going to end up somewhere where I'm not really what I was thinking about, right?
That's right.
You got to really be specific about this. I have to confess, and it's not really a confession. It's more of a, I'll throw this out and you say, attaboy, David. one of the things that I had in my mind was when I, you know, began my career, and I've had my company for 18 years, Joel, when I started my company, I had certain numbers in my mind, and I kept them on my mind even when things weren't going well. You know, having a small business, there are lots of twists and turns, and course, I have, you know, the luxury of working with money and the financial world, and we've had a few ups and downs in the financial world as well. But I always kept those numbers and those goals in my mind, and they're very, very specific. And I am very pleased to tell you that I've hit some of those, and I'm like, okay, we're doing what I wanted to do. But if I just said, I would like to be a financial planner and do okay and make enough money to pay the bills, that would not have gotten me so focused on how to get there.
Right. Well, that's what clarity does. One of my taglines is clarity brings prosperity, because when you're clear about things, you're motivated. And when you have something very clear in mind, you know where you're headed towards. So you can really start charting your progress. And one of the things that people will say to me when we talk about this concept is they don't want to be clear, because what if they want to change their mind later? And I would say you can change your mind, but start going towards something. It's just like the travel example you used. If you want to head towards New York City, head towards New York City, and you might get half the way there and think, I really actually want to head down to Florida. Well, at least you're halfway there, and you don't have to start from scratch. And so you can change it later, but start with something very clear and start moving toward it.
Excellent. Well, I really like the approach, Joel, and I know that you've done a lot of speaking and talking with people, and you know, you're a licensed minister, which is excellent, Centers for Spiritual Living, and you travel a lot giving talks and workshops. And as you're talking to people, you know, how do people react to that when you say, look, you got to be very specific about what you're trying to do? Is it hard? I guess for our listeners to understand, you're making it very straightforward and simple, but it's sometimes really has people who really have to scratch their head. I imagine you have a lot of people that said, Joel, that's why I'm here. I don't know what I want to do. I need you to help me with my goals.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly true. And oftentimes we don't trust the goals that we want because we think we don't deserve them, or we can't have them. I see a lot of times people pick such small goals for themselves, and I encourage them to think bigger. But what happens when I go around the country and I tell people to get clear, they either fall into one of two camps. One camp says, I don't know what I want, and so therefore nothing happens.
Okay.
Or they say, there are so many things that I want, I don't know how to pick which one. And the result is the same. Therefore nothing happens, and they stay stuck as well. So the antidote to both of those groups of people, those situations, is to just pick something. Just pick something and then begin to work toward it. Yeah. And you're not going to make a mistake, because you can always change it later. You're not going to get stuck in this. You can always, once you achieve the goal, you can pick something else. But it really makes a big difference when we begin to clarify. And again, when people sometimes think they have a clear goal, they'll say, well, I would like to be a millionaire. That's not a clear goal.
Right.
You'd like to be a millionaire in what way?
Right.
When?
Yeah.
How do you want to do that? Why do you want to do it? Why is such an important question?
Mm.
Because if you just want to be a millionaire to be a millionaire, then there's no real meaning behind it, and there's no momentum. But if you know why you want to be it, maybe you want to start a nonprofit, or you want to become somebody who gives money to certain charities or organizations, or you want to live in a certain kind of house. Once you begin to ascribe meaning toward your goal, you're getting clearer and clearer, but you're also getting more and more excited about it. And that's going to keep you going, because, you know, there are peaks and valleys along the journey.
Oh, yeah.
And so you have to really love what you want.
Yeah. And on that point about it, you know, when you start talking about, oh, I want this much money, or I want to make this much income, or whatever it is, you know, it's very thin. It's really, it's like it's two-dimensional, or just doesn't have any texture to it. But when you start talking about all those other things, it makes it very real. It becomes three-dimensional, four-dimensional as you think it forward in time.
Mm-hmm.
And you really can get now, it lives. It's not just a number. It actually, it starts to take on its own life, and you can kind of then make it the focus of your attention.
Yeah, that's really true. You know, back when I just wanted more money, that was not enough to get me out of bed on those days when it was hard.
Right.
But once I developed a goal and was very specific and excited about it, that's what got me out of bed on those cold mornings when I didn't want to get out because I knew what I wanted.
Well, we're glad you did, and we're glad you're here, Joel. Joel Fotinos, ladies and gentlemen, and the book, My Life Contract. You're just getting a taste of it. 90-day program for prioritizing goals, staying on track, keeping focus, and getting results. We'll grab a quick break. We'll be right back with Joel.
When it comes to finding a financial advisor you can trust, do you know the right questions to ask? David Holland has written a popular book that can help, and it's called How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams. David has crammed his experience and insider knowledge about advisors and how they operate into this popular book. Visit Amazon.com to order your copy. Or if you want to meet one-on-one with David to talk about your financial goals and concerns, he'll give you a free copy of his book with no cost, no obligation. The number to call for your appointment with David is 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN. Or visit planstronger.com.
And we are back. We're so glad to be back. Joel Fontinos is with us, ladies and gentlemen. And boy, I just live in Joel all day. What a great voice. I love it, Joel. I love how you approach all this. You're so calm and easygoing. And you're talking about mountains of debt and how you had to get out of it with such a relaxed kind of... You're right with your world. You know, you're comfortable with what you've done. And I know that we talked before the break about why it's so important that money's not, you know, a dollar amount. Having a money goal isn't enough. We've got to make it real. But then once we get those things kind of moving along, one of the other things I know that you've spoken about quite a bit is being consistent in your implementation or the steps you're taking and the things you're doing. Your momentum and your movement toward your goal, you've got to have a... Why is that so critical? What, can we work real hard for a little while, then ease up the consistency of that motion and the efforts? Why is that so important?
Well, consistency really is the hidden ingredient to getting what we want, because I don't know about you, but I was always somebody who was kind of a hit-or-miss person. I would get excited about something for a little while, then I would get distracted or bored, and then I would stop doing it, and then I'd wonder why I wasn't getting any results. And when I discovered that just spending a small amount of time every day working toward my goal, it built on itself every day, just like compound interest. The results built upon themselves every single day, and the next thing I know, not only was I hitting the goals that I wanted, I had kind of short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals. I was kind of hitting those goals quickly, but I was exceeding them faster than I ever imagined, and it was because of consistency. And I think that small amounts of consistent action every day is better than trying to spend hours and hours every day forcing something through.
Oh, I like that. That's a good grabber there. Well, you know, it reminds me of exercise. You know, I'm not going to exercise all week, and then I'm going to get up Saturday morning and I'm going to go run 8 miles because I should have done 8 miles all week. You know, I just skipped it. I'll just catch up on Saturday. And then you get up and you go, I don't really want to do it.
That's right.
I mean,
that's
it's, right. It's so it's.
And then you wonder why you're not seeing the results in your body.
Right.
Versus, I think many of us have had that experience where we've spent time. Maybe exercising or dieting, see the results, and then we think, oh, well, this is working, so now I can pull back a little bit, not be as consistent, and then we start to see the negative results come back. And so, you know, one of the things I like to talk about is the fact that I'm not asking people to spend 4 hours or 6 hours a day working hard on something, but rather just spend a few moments in the morning every day really clarifying what you want your day to be like. How do you want to work towards your goal today? Write that down, and just spending those few moments, maybe 5 minutes every single morning, starting your day off, thinking about positive action steps towards your goal, doing that every single day, those 5 minutes are going to pay off in unbelievable results for people.
Well, it's hard. You know, we all are everybody's moving, and they are... you know, they're in motion, and it's kind of like automatic in the morning for a lot of people. And you have to have a time where you can, and that's why I like to exercise in the morning, Joel. I like to, you know, either go for a bike ride or do whatever I'm going to do. And it's my time to kind of say, okay, what do I need to do today? What do I want to think about? Some quiet time. And, you know, everybody's schedules are different. Not everybody can do the workout in the morning, but finding at least some time before you hit the ground running and, you know, you can't, you got to be careful. You can't daydream in the car. You know, you need some quiet time to think about these things.
Yeah. And, you know, we don't have to overthink how we do it. I start my day very simply. I wake up, I think about the goals that I have in my life, and then I just ask myself a question. And I don't mean this in kind of a kind of a hippy-dippy way, but I just say, life, what would you have me do toward my goals today? And then I just write down everything that comes to my mind, and I make that my priority for the day, rather than trying to answer emails and trying to answer voicemails. I just make those things my main priority and try to get as many of those things done. And that one simple action really has transformed my life from some where I really felt like I was somebody who was busy all the time and very efficient to somebody who is still very busy, but now I feel very effective in my life.
Yeah, it's good to be productive and active and busy, so to speak, but it's really more important to be effective, as you said, and more getting the things done. And you know, you can get a lot of things done that aren't that important, or you can get a couple of the key. I always try to say, okay, what are some of the things that really are not only important, they're urgent, and they need to be addressed, and or something that I really need to get working on. And, you know, and I am big on writing out things that I know I need to work on, and it's therapeutic for me a little bit just to say, okay, here's some things so I can put it aside, write it down, and stop thinking about it, and then have a plan. But, you know, yeah, it's so, you know, somebody can say, hey, what do you want from me, life? What do you want? You know, whatever is the way people want to address, you know, their inner selves and what they're trying to get. Because if they don't, it's going to be difficult to really get that clarity and focus that I can tell you've been able to really make that happen, Joel. And I applaud what you've done. And I know the book is one byproduct from that. And good for you.
Well, thanks a lot. Yeah. It really was a lot of trial and error. And I do sound relaxed and calm about it now. But I can tell you I had all that debt, it was very crippling. Those were dark times. People who are in debt understand just how heavy that feels. And so that was another, you know, real lesson for me was the way out of that was to be consistent and take steps every single day consistently. And that led me out of that dark, constricted place that debt leaves people.
It does. It just will enslave people. It saps them of all of their, you know, it takes away hope. So that's the thing it does. And that, it without hope, you know, we look forward and all we see is darkness ahead. Boy, that's nothing to be motivated about at all. You just want to pull the sheets back up over your head.
That's right. Well, I tell a story in the book of how when I really got clear about how much debt I was in, I went to go see a financial planner, and he spent all this time on the calculator, and that was the days when there was a little piece of white tape coming out of the calculator, and that tape was getting longer and longer and longer, and he finally said, oh, I've got great news for you. If you don't use your credit cards ever again, and if you just get a certain amount of raise every single year, good news, you can be out of debt in 23 years.
Wow.
And he was so happy that he kind of figured out how quickly I could get out of debt.
Right.
But in my mind, I thought, that's the worst thing I had ever heard. And it made me feel, as you just said, hopeless.
Yeah.
And it made me feel like a failure and embarrassed and all of those horrible things that come with debt. But when I began doing the things that I write about in my life contract, and I always tell people, I don't tell people what to do with their money. I tell them how to think about money. So when I started changing the way I thought about money and my habits and my daily actions, everything began to change for me. And instead of 23 years, it took me about 3.5 years to pay off that debt. And, you know, I've never looked back, and I just kept creating new financial goals and adding zeros. And it really, the simple actions, the simple steps, the simple clarity really pays off in the long run.
I love it. Joel Fontinos, ladies and gentlemen. The book, My Life Contract, 90-Day Program for Prioritizing Goals, Staying on Track, Keeping Focus, and Getting Results. And Joel's asking you to pick up and walk the path he took and leverage these things that he's already built and he's already worked on. And I'm really, really love having him on to talk about it. JoelFontinos.com is the website. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about why adding creativity and passion to your success plan, why that's another important part. Stay right there.
Since 1997, David Holland has built a solid reputation in our local community as an independent financial advisor. Just as important, Holland Financial's professional team has grown to include 3 experienced certified financial planners, a tax accountant, an attorney, 3 chartered financial consultants, accredited asset management specialists, and certified annuity specialists. Our attentive and professional staff gives prompt and individualized attention to each and every one of our clients. Count on Holland Financial for your financial advice, not only for today, but for many years to come. Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
All right, we're back with Joel Fontinus. And I said up there before the break, Joel, about, you know, adding some creativity. This is not supposed to be, as you talked about earlier, some rigid, hard-laced, stern, I can't adapt this plan, I'm casting it in stone. There needs to be some creativity and flexibility and passion about what somebody's trying to do with their own personal success plan. And I'm not saying let's, you know, as you used a term earlier, hippy-dippy about it. We want to be very serious about this. But yep. There's got to be some, you know, enthusiasm. And I think that comes from, you know, touching on that creative and passionate part of who we are and what we do.
I think that, you know, passion and creativity really can turn everything around. I was in a job a number of years ago where I just really didn't love the job. I was there mostly for the money, but it was a difficult environment, and I wasn't really doing anything that I felt fulfilled me creatively. And I thought, I'm just going to have to leave this job. And then something occurred to me, and what occurred to me was, is there a way I can change the job that I have so that I can like it a little bit more? And so when I went into the office that day, I just started a project, a small project, but it was a project that really, you know, had my heart in it. And that one little project ended up saving me and mm-hmm. really allowed me to look forward to my day in a way that I hadn't for years. Mm. And then that little project that had my heart ended up growing into a big project and was so successful that my job ended up changing so that most of what I did in my job was associated with this, what began as a small project. So passion and creativity took the job that I had and turned it into a job that I didn't like into one that, ended up being something that was very fulfilling and very meaningful for me. And that's the kind of creativity and passion, I think, that we can bring to any part of our lives, especially our work, because we spend so much time of our day dealing in workplace scenarios and in the office or wherever people work. So it's important to bring joy and happiness to that, even in difficult situations.
Absolutely. Well, that is really the heart of it, and everybody wants to be in that place you just described, Joel, and a lot of people, dare I say most people, probably are not quite there and would love to be there. And they're, you know, in every job, there are parts that people don't like, parts that they do. And when they can get to that passionate area, it's not like, then it starts, you know, it's a cliche to say it, but it's not work if you enjoy to do it, if you like it. And there are lots of things I love about my job, and I've worked very hard. And part of developing my own company, Joel, is I have brought on people to help me do a lot of the parts that either I shouldn't do because of my time or that they can do better or things that are outside what I really want to focus on. And what that has allowed me to do is to spend the bulk of my day helping people plan and figure out how to get where they want to go. And I, of course, do these things like we're talking today. I do some of the radio and some of the, you know, the financial education for my local market. But most of my day is planning and solving problems and figuring and giving people advice on how to get there. And that is just way cool. I love doing that. And it took a while to get there, and it was a step at a time. And now and I get paid for it. That's a pretty good deal.
That's how I feel, too, is, wow, I get paid for this. But, you know, again, when I started doing that, I would say, you know, at first 100% of my job was a job that I didn't care for. So I just started with 2% of my day, my work day, being devoted to something that I really love to do. And that 2% had so much of my passion in it that it had to naturally grow. And it when it became successful, it had to take more of my time. But, you know, I started small. And I do believe in that concept of crawl, walk, run, where you just begin where you're at. You begin taking small steps and let it grow naturally and kind of see where it takes you so that you can let it become organic in your life. But it does begin with making a conscious choice that you're going to find ways to bring that passion and creativity to the place you're in now.
And it doesn't have to be, I think the key point you made there, Joel, that I really like is that it doesn't have to be this, you know, cataclysmic, earth-shaking, all-in-one-day move.
Right.
You can, you know, make this a transitional thing and look of it as, you know, you're developing whatever it is you want to get into. And if it's a certain area, a field of work, or you want to, like you did, more focuses on one area and then it grew. In my case, where, you know, we provide financial planning advice and investment services and all those things. But in my own personal role, you know, when I first started, you know, it was everything. You know, I had an assistant and I was everything. I did all tasks, all responsibilities. And then over time, you know, it's narrowed to where I've got my circles gotten smaller and smaller, but I'm still working as much. And it's all, my focus is all there, but it didn't happen overnight. It took 18 years to get to this point.
Yeah, well, you know, the other part of that, too, is we just need to do it, not wait for permission or ask.
There'll never
for
be
permission.
A perfect time.
Yeah, just begin, you know, I just began fitting it into the job that I had. And if I had waited for the perfect time or if I had asked for permission to do it, then, and I don't mean being irresponsible, but, you know.
No, I know what you mean.
No one's going to encourage you to do it until you just begin doing it.
Excellent. Excellent, Joel. Joel Fontinos, ladies and gentlemen. We're out of time, Joel. I'd love to keep talking with you. JoelFontinos.com is the website. My Life Contract, 90-day program for prioritizing goals, staying on track, keeping focus, and getting results. That's the book. Joel, you're a great guest. I love having you on. I could listen to you all day.
Thank you, David. You're a great host. I really appreciate this.
Thank you very much.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.